welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you're watching us, listening to us, YouTube. This is Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. Unfortunately, my co-host Hannah, she had a bit of an emergency, so she's not going to make the show. But you did say how beautiful you are, and my guest, not necessarily you watching or listening, but she did say how beautiful my guest is and how she regrets missing the show, and she didn't want to say hi. So she was very impressed with your social media, your Instagram page, and everything that she's read about you. My guest here is this. I think this might be the first time I have an actual influencer on my show. She's an Instagram influencer. She's an adult model. Her OnlyFans is one of the top OnlyFans around. And when you see her, you'll see why. It's the beautiful Romy Chase.
Hello, everyone. Nice to be here. I'm very, very excited to be here tonight.
I'm even more excited that you're here, Romy. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be quite a show. And before we get going, I do want to do my sponsors real quick, just to get them out of the way so we can just talk, and whatever you'd like to do. I don't have $10, so I can't show you my penis for an evaluation, but we'll talk about that later. We do have our sponsors real quick. Audible is our sponsor. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, audibletrial.com/DMS, you can get any book you want, a 30-day trial, which includes all of the Audible originals now. Now you have access to every Audible original. And as far as the books, I'm sure they have books on how to be a social influencer, talking about how beautiful curvy girls are, all sorts of things. Just whatever subject you want. They got everything from Shakespeare to smut. And then the Audible originals range from unproduced scripts for Alien 3, the adaptation of the Sandman comic book, Bob Newhart interviews comics, all sorts of things going on there. So go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Free book, free 30-day trial. You can cancel the next day, and you keep the book. Also, Doomy's Home Cooking. Now, Romy, I would imagine, just looking at your beautiful curvy body, you're not vegan, are you?
I am not vegan, although I recently, for, you know, health reasons, decided to try a vegetarian pescatarian diet.
Okay.
So I'm getting, like, meal kits delivered, like, 3 times a week, and I cook them myself. And I'm loving it, actually. I feel better. You know, I have more energy.
Okay.
I recommend that to everyone.
All right. That's great. Well, then, pescatarian is fine. You're moving in the right direction. But, if you're ever in L.A., I have to take you to Doomy's Home Cooking, which is the best vegan restaurant you'll ever go to.
Are you vegan?
I'm not vegan, but I love it. I'm not vegan. My co-host is vegan, who's not here, Hannah. But I love Doomy's Home Cooking. I have for years. Phil Doomy, the cook, is somewhat of a genius. And I was there about a month ago. I had the chicken cordon bleu sandwich. And it was bigger and tastier than Popeye's chicken. It's delicious. They have pasta.
Chicken, that's not vegan, is it?
No, but it's not real chicken.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Well,
it's not real cheese. the ranch dressing is a closely guarded secret. They have shrimp po' boys. They have pulled pork sandwiches. They have a Mexican side that has flautas, burritos. The nachos were voted one of the best nachos in L.A. by L.A. Weekly. The only one without meat. He knows. He's got – if I put one of these things in front of you, you'd be like, this is delicious. I told you it was not meat. You'd be very confused. They have a Big Mac on the secret menu. They have all sorts of stuff. Do me some cooking. 1253 Vine Street if you're in L.A. They have one in Toronto, and they have one in Culver City. Hopefully, I'll be getting one in Miami soon, so you can try that. Also, we have 20% deals if you look in the comment section here on YouTube and on our social media at Dark Mark Show at Hustler Hollywood. Get your girlfriend, get your wife, get yourself a gift. Get some lingerie, get some pills, get some whatever you want. Get some they have all sorts of stuff. Toys, 20% off and a free naughty gift at Hustler Hollywood. We're also sponsored by Spy Associates. We got so many sponsors. Spy Associates, if you're getting spied on or if you want to spy on somebody, get some James Bond stuff. 20% off any order over $250. They have GPS trackers, bug detectors, all sorts of stuff. One more real quick. my favorite energy drink, Ray's energy drink. This is the best. You can't get this at 7-Eleven or the supermarket. This is like, they sell at gyms, they sell at GNC. This is the great bubblegum flavor. Zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. I have a code that I'll be putting on the show and also on my social media. 15% off a case. As I said, great bubblegum. It's delicious. They have Baja Lime. They have all sorts of flavors. They're delicious. So good. Sour gummy worms. Delicious. So get whatever flavor. All right. Now all the commerce is out of the way. I'm here with Romy Chase. And you grew up in, now I'm confused because somebody put a tribute page to you with a big robotic voice, which is annoying, that had all these facts about you, and you said the facts are wrong.
Well, there's all sorts of bias on Instagram. On the internet, you know, people make all kinds of like pages about me, and some of the facts are wrong.
Yes.
Some of the facts are right.
Well, let's clear this up.
Keep up with everything, so I can't keep correcting everyone. You know what I mean? What I say on my interviews, what I say on my website, that's accurate. Okay. So if you're interested, yeah, that's how you can know about me. RomyChase.com.
Don't listen to the robot voice. Listen to Romy herself. She'll tell you out of the truth.
Right. That robot voice, that was actually one of the fans that did that. I believe it was a fan from India. So they didn't speak English really well. So they didn't want to like reveal their voice and stuff. But like, yeah, a lot of the information on there was inaccurate.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that have that robot voice. Romy Chase was born in Warsaw, Poland. And but were you born in Warsaw, Poland?
I was born in Central Poland. It wasn't necessarily Warsaw, but it was Central Poland. Yes, I'm from Central Poland.
Is it a suburb of Warsaw or is it a different city altogether?
Warsaw is the capital. I'm not from the capital. I'm from like the small town, you know, in the Central Poland. You could say Warsaw area.
I don't have too much of an allegiance to Warsaw, so I could really care less. But I'm just curious what it's like to grow up in Poland.
What it's like?
I guess small town Poland.
Well, I grew up in post-communist times. So it was really interesting. It was a shortage of everything. My family, we had money, but you couldn't really even spend the money because there was shortage of product. You understand what I mean? Right. I'll give you a simple example. I love tangerines. And when I was growing up, you couldn't get tangerines. You could only get tangerines around Christmas time.
Oh, okay.
So we only had tangerines once a year. You know what I mean? other than that, normal life. I didn't even have a real comparison until I really moved overseas, until I moved here. That's when I realized how much different it is, you know?
Well, when you say here is Miami, which is...
This is Miami. But when I moved to America, I first... moved to Alabama, actually.
Oh, okay. That's completely different.
It's very different. It's only because I had some folks there that I knew, and you know, I just had a little deal with them. They let me stay there until I settle, because it's really hard to move from a different country, you know.
Yeah.
Move all the way overseas. You don't have a job here. You don't have a car. You don't have a house. Mm-hmm. So I had to stay somewhere, you know. So I stayed in Alabama for a little bit. And then shortly after that, I moved to Orlando, Florida.
Okay. I'm still going back to the shortages. So like we had some shortages of toilet paper and other things when the pandemic started. So it's like the whole grocery store like that, just empty shelves.
Basically. I mean, it wasn't like the whole grocery store, but there was like certain products that you just couldn't get.
Yeah.
Until, you know, a certain like season came.
Right.
You couldn't just get watermelon, so you had to wait for like the spring or like the holidays.
Right, right.
And so yeah, I mean, it was definitely interesting. We had McDonald's though.
Yeah.
Although McDonald's back then, believe it or not, it only had like a Happy Meal nuggets, hamburger, cheeseburger, and a Big Mac. That's all.
That's really all you need.
And that was actually a luxury for us.
Well, I would imagine it's a small town Poland. It's like, wow, the McDonald's, wow.
Right.
Basically, that's probably where all the
right. Here everybody goes to McDonald's because it's cheap food, you know, quick food. Yeah. For us, it was a luxury. It right. wasn't like, hey, we go to McDonald's to just get some lunch. You go to McDonald's on occasion, you know what I mean? Which is completely different.
So when did you, so were you always obsessed with America? Or did you always see America as the future?
That's a good question. I wouldn't go as far as obsessed. What it was is I've been fascinated with this place. Ever since I was a kid, I come from, my dad was a businessman, so he traveled a lot, traveled to the U.S. He had all kinds of friends from all different countries. And he taught me English at a young age. So I always, you know what I mean? I was always interested in the culture.
Right. And
outside of that, I kept seeing American stuff on TV, you know?
Right.
American shows, American movies, American music.
Right. The
music videos, you know, it was all cool for a kid.
Yeah.
So I've always been fascinated, but I didn't really decide that I was going to move until I was like 20 something.
Okay.
Right.
That's good. I mean, you know, that's, not to mention the tangerines. So, yeah, we have plenty of those, but, you're very, very educated. You have a master's degree. Well, you're smart. And the other thing about, speaking English, you barely have an accent, but it's the cutest thing ever because it's like a mix between Polish and like hip hop. There's a little Southern drawl there too.
Well, that's probably what it is. Cause like, okay, I have a degree in linguistics. So I'm an English major and I studied American English actually. And then I became a teacher and a sworn translator back in Poland. But like a lot of that Southern accent that came after I arrived in America because I arrived in the South. Like I said, it was Alabama and then Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can tell. It's all coming out now.
And as a foreigner, as somebody who has a knack for languages, I picked it up real fast, you know?
I bet you did.
A lot of people say it's cute though.
Yeah, it's adorable. Yeah. It's like, you know, it's you can tell that little Polish lilt and then you're like, I mean, you know, and there's a little,
Until you hear me mad. When I'm mad, people say that Eastern European accent keeps, it comes out when I'm mad.
Well, I don't want
to start yelling at you. That's when you go hear my Eastern European accent.
Yeah, I don't want to get you mad. But I will tell you, I've dated Polish women. I've dated a lot of women from Eastern Europe, and every one of them says that the women in their country is the hottest. I've dated Russian women, I've dated women from the Czech Republic, I've dated Polish women, I've dated German women, and they're all like, oh, we're the hottest. I actually dated a Russian woman and a woman from the Czech Republic, and I would pit them against each other because I was like, oh, the Russian, I noticed Russian woman says they're the hottest. Like, oh, no, Czech Republic's the hottest, and then we go back and forth, and it was great for me. Polish women are the hottest, though, right?
Well, I mean, I can't really say that because, like, if you look at me and if you know anything about Polish women, I'm so far from the Polish standard beauty that it's really hard to say that. You know, I mean, I'm curvy, first of all. I'm thick. I'm busted.
I noticed.
Right. Polish women are not necessarily curvy, not necessarily busty. It's usually the beauty standard is a slim blonde, blue eyes, very pale. So yeah, I'm really far from the actual beauty standard.
But that's it's kind of the beauty standard in America, except not pale but tan.
But the Hollywood, the mainstream stuff, you know, that's the beauty standard. I would say all over the world, really, which kind of sucks. And I'm really happy to see that it's changing a little bit, you know. But yeah, growing up, I definitely had a hard time.
Right, and I say that's the beauty standard, but I don't think that's really the beauty standard. That's the official beauty standard, but to me, the beauty standard is not from straight men. That's from gay men and women are really pushing that.
I'm not sure who's pushing that, but I know that I have noticed that it's changing a little bit. It's becoming a lot more, you know, common to be curvy, and you see a lot more curvy models, minorities, which is wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing. Especially when I arrived in America, that's, I really love that. That y'all are a lot more diverse, you know?
Well, hot is hot.
Right.
And you're hot, you know that.
Black, right? Well, I mean, I could say that, you know?
Well, we're going to get into that, but I mean,
I figured that.
Yeah. So, but the, it was, because I will tell you, my YouTube channel, the number one video by far, exponentially, is the BB, I went to the BBW Con, an adult convention for big, beautiful women. And that just has like, you know, 500,000 views. And my other videos range from
curvy, thick is in style, definitely. 100%. Yes.
And I had two videos. Now I only have one. I'm sorry, I didn't do that. I have two videos. Now I only have one. I guess I'm flipping off YouTube because they took down one of the videos, even though there was no nudity. Yes, it was sexual. Yes, it was.
Well, I know that a little too well.
Well, that's what I want to get into. Now, you are an influencer. When I say you're an influencer, you have you're closing in very fast on 1 million Instagram followers.
Yes.
Which is very impressive because that's you've been doing it for like a year.
Yeah, it's been like a year and a half, I think, at this point. Yeah.
That's very impressive.
It is.
Thank you. Yes, you can impress yourself. Yes, go right ahead. But I mean, that's a testament to you're putting out content that people like. But how I found out about you is that you did an article about the bias against curvy models on Instagram. Right. Is there really?
Well, from personal experience, I can tell you that I'm 100% positive that they are biased against larger women, curvy women, BBWs, thick women, busty women. Absolutely. 100%.
And tell me how, because I follow a lot of curvy, busty women, and I guess I'm not seeing it.
Well, I could understand how from a user's perspective it's very, you know, hard to notice that because a lot of us don't even speak up about this.
Right.
So what it is, let me tell you. If you had a chance to look at my Instagram page.
Oh, I did.
Right. Whoever hasn't, it's at Romy_Chase. And if you take a look at it right now.
Highly recommend this.
Right, you will see a strictly fashion page. I post fully clothed photos, fashion photos, nothing promiscuous, no nudity whatsoever, no sexual activity whatsoever. Although I still get targeted for those particular reasons, for nudity and sexual activity or sexual solicitation for some reason. And you know, doing Instagram for like about a year and a half now, I've noticed that I cannot post what slimmer women post. And for example, I cannot post a bikini picture, which according to Instagram's guidelines, it should be absolutely safe to post a bikini picture. It should not get flagged for nudity or sexual activity. According to their guidelines, I do everything that they want me to. I follow every rule. Mm-hmm. And I still get targeted. Now let me tell you what it means to be targeted by Instagram. Not everyone knows because a lot of people think, okay, well, so she posts cute pictures and she gets 20,000 likes and she just gets a bunch of money. Well, it doesn't really necessarily work like that. I put a lot of work and a lot of effort into my social media. So when I say I'm targeted, it means they remove my images, they delete it. Once the image is deleted, they apply vicious bans on my account, which is, among others, cutting my reach in half. Let's say my post normally reaches 300,000 people.
Right.
Under a ban, I reach 100,000 or 150,000. So the reach is cut in half. Now, that means technically, if only half the people saw it, then that means I lost a lot of money.
I'm sure.
You understand what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
The algorithm changes.
Right.
So I have that you're not reaching everybody you would normally reach.
I have a subscription-based site that I promote on my Instagram, where, you know, the more people see it, the more likelihood there is that they will actually join.
Your OnlyFans.
Cut it in half, so I'm losing dollars. Another example is I haven't been able to go live on Instagram for about 8 months now. Because I'm banned from going live. Now, sometimes they'll ban you from doing comments, which, again, messes up your posts, because the more interaction the post gets, the more they're showing it to
everyone. Of course,
I usually reply to comments under my posts. Now, mm-hmm. Let's say I'm banned from comments. That means I'm being shown to less people. Now, another situation, I cannot post, for example, because they temporarily ban you from posting. That's another example how they restrict your account. You understand what I mean? It's absolutely horrid, because, like I said, I follow every rule, and I'm a person that really likes to do research. I research everything. I read every single guideline that Instagram put out, and I follow all of them. I don't violate any rules
when
I'm being targeted. And the biggest problem I have with that also is that the rules are vague. They're not concise. They're not clear.
Right.
They're not how consistent. Is it that I can't post this, but the other person can?
Is it just you, or because you're saying you could, you know, somebody who's skinny is posting something that's pretty identical to what you're posting, and they're allowed to do it. Are there other plus size models that you know that are getting in trouble with this?
Absolutely. Well, ever since I put out a statement to the press about this issue, I've had hundreds of women reach out to me, hundreds.
Okay.
Sending me screenshots and proof of their posts being removed, posts that were completely safe. I would say that there's a pattern to it. Like I said, it's mostly biased towards curvy models. As I see, as you scroll through Instagram, you see a lot of slimmer women in promiscuous poses in micro bikinis, and that stays up. It's fine.
Right.
But we cannot do that. I don't know if it's offensive, the amount of skin. Is it because we're over-sexualized because of our bodies? Either way, it's an issue that's, from my experience, that really affected curvy models. And well, it's to the point that, like, I'm going to tell you right now, I have declined hundreds of offers and sponsored posts from companies.
Right.
Because I cannot advertise the content they want me to advertise. For example, lingerie company. I have to say no, because I don't know if Instagram is going to let me post that stuff.
Right.
You understand what I mean? So I'm
losing more money out of your pocket.
I'm losing tens of thousands of dollars every few months. I'm not even exaggerating. It's really bad. It's gotten to the point where it's really, really bad.
Let me ask you something. Is this, I and obviously the website that you're promoting is your OnlyFans, and we're going to get to that, because that's, I've got some questions about that, but was this before you had an OnlyFans, or just the whole time?
The whole time. Well, technically you're not allowed to promote OnlyFans on Instagram, which I don't do that. I don't promote OnlyFans on Instagram.
Really? Because everybody I see promotes their OnlyFans on Instagram.
Right. Well, yeah. Right. Well, that's another example. Some people can, some people can't. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rules, again, vague, not concise, don't apply to everyone.
Right.
The standards are weird. And technically, according to rules, you're not supposed to advertise any adult material, which I don't. I promote my website, which is romychase.com, and that's where you can find a link to my OnlyFans, but I don't promote direct links to any adult site.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah, so, oh, absolutely. I'm not banning you. It's Instagram. You understand? I got it. No, but let's go into the positive on Instagram, because you've accumulated quite a following in a short amount of time. Now, you were as I said, you grew up in Poland. You were a translator. You have a master's degree. Very smart, which that in itself is so sexy. But
thank you.
It is. Don't let anybody tell you any different. But you, I think it was about a year and a half ago or so, you decided to go on Instagram, and I mean, I'm sure you had a page, but really build your brand and become an influencer.
Right. Well, I believe
how did that transition happen?
I did not have an Instagram account before this at all.
Oh, okay.
I never cared. What happened was, like I said, I arrived in America and I decided, well, what can I do? Because now that I look at my degrees, they're kind of worthless. There's not much money in teaching in America, yes. Let's be honest.
I know a lot of teachers, yes.
I'm not trying to work 9 to 5. I don't like it. I'm not made for that.
That's fine.
I'm supposed to be my own boss. You understand what I mean? So
I just
was like, what can I do? You know, what is it that I can do here? And I arrived in the South and I realized that there's these thick women everywhere. Southern thickness. So I was like, okay, well, they're getting a lot of attention. I was getting a lot of attention from everybody. I was like, damn, you know, they like me. And I've always been a sexual person, extremely sexually open.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, you know what, screw that. Why not just embrace it? So I decided to start in modeling, which was boudoir photography and like glamour stuff. And I decided that I was going to open up an account on Model Mayhem. And overnight, I got like hundreds of offers for photo shoots, videos, all kinds of stuff. And so I just like took one of them and just went to my first shoot. It went terrible.
How so?
I wasn't prepared. I didn't know what to expect. I had no idea. And even though I had done research, because that's what I do, I research stuff. I showed up. Everything just went completely bad. It wasn't as planned. I didn't like any of the photos. None of the photos were usable. They were all bad. My face looked dead. I just was like, it wasn't a successful shoot. Let's just say that. But then, like, really,
that is an expressionless, or that is an
like when you look at somebody's face and it just like looks dead, like no emotion, no nothing.
Right.
So that's what it looked like in every single image. And it was funny because as I was posing, I felt like I was expressing all these emotions. You understand? But it was later on that I found out, you know, that everything that you do on camera needs to be exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
Exaggerated facial expressions, exaggerated makeup, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. It helps, you know, that the image look better. But yeah, so my first shoot went terrible. And then shortly after that, I scheduled another one. It went a lot better. And that's when I started my Instagram, after the second one.
Okay.
I started my Instagram and I just, you know, was doing my thing. I was just getting, you know, some side dollars here and there for a little shoot here, a little shoot there. And I just, shortly after that, I just started blowing up.
And how did you blow up? I mean, was it something that you prepared, that you planned for, that you did, or it just spontaneously happened?
Absolutely. I prepared for that. Well, it was a little bit of preparation, but a little bit of, you know, luck, obviously. Right. But I did prepare for that. I do research. I researched Instagram. I studied Instagram before I got on it. I was like, I need to do this right. I don't want to just get on there and be like, okay, let me check this out, try this out, let's see if this works. When I got on Instagram, I knew exactly what was going to work. So that's what I did. And I always say consistency is key.
Okay.
As long as you're consistent, you will make it. You have a list of goals. What do you want? You know, this is what I want. That's where I'm headed. So I did that. And, you know, other than that, a little bit of luck, because people seem to like me. And I just, you know, started getting a lot of new followers, a lot of new fans. Yeah, and I just took it from there, you know.
Is there one Instagram secret you could share with me? I'm trying to upgrade my social media. Obviously, I'm not a beautiful, curvy young woman like you, but is there anything that you can tell me and our fans possibly how to conquer the algorithm that is against all of us?
Okay, let's just, I'm going to say it like this. A lot of women and a lot of people, period, think that if they do the most, they'll get the most attention. Mm-hmm. It's actually the opposite. Okay? That's why you don't see promiscuous revealing images on my page.
Right.
The reason why is not even because I don't want to post it. Yeah, sure, I want to post it. Why am I posting it? You know, the less is more, I would say that. And the reason why is because these images that's clothed, good quality, fashion images, catchy stuff, that has a better chance of going on an explore page. Once it goes on the explore page, people from outside of your audience get a chance to see it. Mm-hmm. And possibly follow, you know? So that's one thing I would say to everybody who's trying to, at least people in the adult industry, because I noticed a lot of women just be posting the most, you know?
Yeah.
Twerking, thong, all kind of hand breasts, all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. That's not the way.
Leave them wanting more.
Less is more.
Less is more.
Absolutely.
Less is more. So then you use the preparation, but like you say, you just blew up. Why do you think you blew up where other curvy models have not, or other models period have not? Actually, I shouldn't compare you to curvy models. You're competing against everybody.
Yes,
and you're as if not more beautiful than everybody, and you have almost a million fans now.
There's a huge gap between a regular Instagram user and a person who treats it like an actual job that it is. Yeah. This is my job. I treat this 100% serious. This is what I do. I do this full time. So I strive to improve at all times. I always buy new equipment, new camera equipment, new lighting, mm-hmm. new outfits. I hire photographers. I'm hiring a personal photographer. I've been working with him for about 6 months now.
Okay.
For 8 months, and it's just, you know, you always strive to improve as opposed to just, you know, posting stuff. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of tips and tricks, you know, that you can use. For example,
you have to spend money to make money. Is that
that absolutely. I always say that I do coaching also, and I get a lot of these girls that buy my coaching that try to make money in the adult industry, try to make money using social media. They're gorgeous women, gorgeous, but they're just not willing to invest in themselves. There are a lot of them not willing to work. They think they post a titty picture and the men will throw money at them. You know, don't work like that at all. Right. I keep telling you, you got to work, got to spend money to make money. Ultimately, the more you spend, the more you make. Okay. So like I said, I treat this like a business that it is.
Right. So you do, I mean, you say you don't work a 9-to-5 job, but you probably work 8 hours a day at this.
Oh, yeah, I work more than that.
Yeah.
Work more than 8 hours a day, for sure.
Yeah, but you, and now you've become an influencer because of all your Instagram followers. Now, what does that mean to you? How are you an influencer? What do you do? What are you influencing?
Well, first of all, I try to be authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot of influencers that just, you know, they're there for the paycheck. And, you know, I see these atrocious ads of like women, I'm scared, like women posting a Photoshop picture where they're a lot, like they made themselves look bigger. And then they post another one, they made themselves look a lot slimmer, you know, and that the caption says, "This wonderful magic tea made me lose 75 pounds in 3 weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, okay, you will never, ever see me post that. I don't care how much the company is going to pay. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Have you been approached?
Yes, I've had all kinds of offers that I declined because I was just like, I don't agree with your product. I don't like it. I'm not doing that, you know? So I try to be authentic. I try to be relatable to my audience as well. That's what it means to me. I'm all about personal interaction, personal connections with my fans, you know? That's why, yeah, I treat this very seriously. You'll never see me post no magic tea, never, ever. Mark it down.
I'm going to mark it down, and then in 5 years, if you ever do it, I'm going to call you out on it.
If I do, call me out on my bullshit, please.
I'll call you on your bullshit, I'm telling you. Please do. But now, who is a Romy Chase fan? Who's a typical Romy Chase fan?
Typical Romy Chase fan.
I guess there's male fans and female fans, and
there are male fans and female fans and couple fans.
Oh, I'm sure.
I would say majority of the people, I get their attention because of how I look, of the quality of, because my Instagram is my resume. Mm-hmm. You understand? It's like I post these images to try to get people's attention. And then based on my page, based on my Twitter, based on what I say, how I interact with people, they decide whether they like me or not, whether they like me enough to subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Right.
And majority of people get there because of my curves. It's either my boobs or my ass or both.
Well, I saw one of the biographies and it said that your measurements are 42, 30, 50. Is that accurate?
It's actually 44, 30, 53.
Okay, I thought it was 44. I was like, wait a second.
It is.
I dated with 44 double Ds. And I was like, that looks like a 44. That's not a 42.
It's definitely not double Ds, though. It's way bigger, and my band size is inaccurate. My band size is 36, okay?
Right.
This is the band size right here.
Oh, okay.
This is the cup size. But 44, this is the inches measurement.
Yeah, no, I got it. And then the cup size is different. Right. So
it's 44, 30, 53, yes.
that's not too shabby. So, because I know people are saying you're sitting down, but you got a lot of ass.
Well, yeah, I do. There it is.
That's a lot. That's a lot of ass. Now, well, but you have a small waist. I mean, this is the ideal woman. This used to be the beauty standard.
That's objective or subjective.
Well, it's always subjective. Everybody's into what they're into. But back in the 40s and 50s, Jane Mansfield, Marilyn Monroe, Betty Page, Jane Russell. I mean, maybe not as, I mean, you have, I mean, even Jessica Rabbit can't compare with you. I mean, but that was the standard, was the hourglass.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
I've been blessed.
No, you definitely have. That's you're a pescatarian. It's a lot of fish going down that ass, but I guess it's ready for a comeback. How do you find pants? Your waist is so small and your booty is so big.
It's an issue. Trust me. It's not, you can't just find pants anywhere. Okay.
Right.
I have to, there's certain companies that kind of specialize, in attire for curvy women, thick women. Oh,
okay.
So yeah.
But even then, wouldn't the waist be too big?
Sometimes. But yeah, like I just usually get stretchy jeans. I can't get like regular jeans. It needs to be stretchy. And if it's stretchy, I can get it a little smaller.
Right.
So it's tighter on the waist, but it's still, stretchy enough to fit all this ass and thighs.
A lot of ass to fit in there.
Right. But one of the companies I'm working with right now, it's Chick Me. Go to chickme.com if you're interested at all. Okay. They sell clothes for curvy models, curvy women. Well, they sell clothes for all kinds of body shapes.
Sure,
but
that's great.
Their clothes fit me really well, and I'm actually working with them right now. Right.
Yeah. Because even an apple bottom ones would be that's more than an apple bottom.
Well, yeah, a little bit. little bit more.
That's like a cantaloupe bottom. That's a lot of bottom. But I'm looking behind you, and I see that you have a Twitter pillow.
I do, yeah.
Which leads me to another discussion, and we'll get back to you. We'll get back to your ass in a second. But you say Twitter is they allow more things on Twitter than they do on Instagram. Is that right?
Yeah, Twitter is a lot more, a lot less strict than Instagram. I've never had any issues with Twitter.
Okay, so they don't allow nudity, but they, or do they?
They do.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, all kinds of stuff on Twitter. There's porn, everything.
Oh, geez. Oh,
there's women posting fisting videos on Twitter.
Well, you'll have to send me a link later.
Buttholes, and you know, it's fine. So, the thing is, I don't ever, like, I've never expected Instagram to be adult friendly just because I'm in the adult industry.
Right.
I don't care for that. I'm not in the position to dictate companies' rules. Right. Whatever your rules are, cool, I'll stick to that. Just make it concise, make it clear, make it simple so that everyone can follow and apply those rules across the board to everyone, whether they're curvy, black, white, thick, slim, it shouldn't matter. Rules are rules. You understand?
Yes.
So basically, that's my issue with Instagram. Twitter is a lot better with that. The rules are clear. There's customer service, customer support that you can reach out to. They reply to reports.
Great. That's the other thing. If something happens to Instagram, there's nobody to, I mean, I guess you email them, but they don't respond. YouTube, same thing.
I mean, you can email them, but I don't believe anybody's actually looking at that.
Right.
Nobody's ever replied to me, ever. And I've reached out to Instagram hundreds of times.
There you go.
Right. There's no customer support with Instagram. There's nobody to reach out to, nobody to help your cause. Nothing. The reports are sometimes reviewed, sometimes they just hover in review status for months.
With YouTube, same thing.
It's a huge mess, and that's what I have a problem with, and mainly because it's messing up my money, you know, a lot. Now, let me give you an example though. I have a girl that joined my program under my referral. And then later we clicked and she became one of my team members as well. She blew up on social media, blew up a million followers, like really fast, like a month, 2 months, super fast. So she blew up and, you know, she was already on OnlyFans. But once that happened, once she blew up on social media, she made $200,000 in a month.
Great.
Right. Amazing. Okay. Second month, it was 180,000. That's when things started happening for her and she started getting banned, you know, for whatever reason. Again, no explanation, no warning. And I just, ever since then, I've been watching because I have, like, we're team members. So, we talk about this. I've been watching her money plummet down. plummet, and it's strictly because of the social media bans, the restrictions that they put on your account, you know? Grow your account. People are not seeing you. That's how the shadow ban works.
Right.
When you're shadow banned, which I'm shadow banned right now on Instagram, if you try to find me and you don't know my username, you just know Romy Chase something, whatever, you have to type in my entire username to find me.
It was hard to find.
To find me. And that's because of the shadow ban. That's how they make it so that people can't find you.
Right, because I had to go through your website because I didn't.
There
were fan pages, but I didn't find the right page.
Right. And there's a bunch of fakes of me. You know, I'm like having a really hard time keeping up with reports and, you know, reporting these accounts, trying to get them taken down. That's almost impossible to do that. But people have a really hard time finding my real account. Because of the bans that Instagram's been putting on my
account is where you make money.
Right. And that's the only account that I have. Only have two accounts. I have Romy underscore Chase and I have the real Romy Chase. Everything else is fake. But people can't find me because of the restrictions, you know?
Because the restrictions and all the people that are putting duplicate accounts.
Right. And then, you know, people, all these fakes, they scam, they try to get money out of you. And I can't keep up. It's horrible. And Instagram's been really, really, I would go as far as saying abusive toward curvy performers. Yes.
Now your friend that you said that this happened to, was she curvy?
She's definitely a slim thick. Okay, so she definitely has a butt. She's on the slim side, but she's slim thick. Okay,
right.
And yeah, it's the same things happening. You know, it's always. Let me tell you this, it's not only curvy models that are going through that, but we're being targeted more because we take more frame in a photo.
Is that what it is?
I don't know what it is, but I can't tell you 100%. It's only my speculations, unfortunately, right. Because I haven't been able to speak to Instagram, you know, but they have put out a statement that they use technology to review reports, which that means it's a robot.
Yeah.
But it's a robot that reviews it. So if I post a picture like this, my boobs take a lot of frame in a photo.
Yeah.
Gonna get flagged because there's a little more skin here showing than on a slimmer model. You understand? So a lot of that stuff that's a problem. Just being busty, being curvy, being thick, BBW, whatever you want to call it, you know.
So it may be just that the algorithm is it's just a faulty algorithm, but nobody's there to contact to get it corrected.
Right. And I mean, you know, I don't care if it's your algorithm, your workers, whatever it is. I don't know. All I know is that you're biased, racist, sexist, fat phobic. Nobody cares why you said what you said, why you did what you did. All they know is your actions. That's what I see, your actions as being racist, fat phobic.
You're taking money out of Romy Chase's pocket, and you should be ashamed of yourself.
Not just my pocket. Thousands of women are going through the same issue.
Well, you were saying that, like, black models, same thing. Like,
absolutely.
Black models are posing the same poses as white models and getting banned for it.
Absolutely. That's definitely another issue. Well, unfortunately, I can't really speak up about this too much because I'm white, so I don't know how that feels. But I have seen hundreds of complaints from black models, from black curvy models. That's why I said it's safe for me to say they're racist, fatphobic, sexist, homophobic.
Absolutely.
It's whether it's the algorithm, the company itself, the workers, I don't know. Okay. I just know this is a huge, huge, huge problem. Huge. Right. And it's women with accounts from a few thousand followers to a few million followers. So it's everyone, you know, everyone's having issues. It's not like I said, it's not only curvy models, but we're being targeted more, I believe, you know?
Well, Instagram better get its stuff into shape, but we were talking about how you were, more sexual than the average person, apparently.
Well,
is that something, something that you discovered at an early age? Have you always been like this?
You know, I think I've always been like that, honestly. I've always been curious about things, you know? I've always been curious. I remember I was like 12 years old and, you know, trying to sneak into my parents' bedroom and turn on the TV and try to watch some of these adult channels just to see what's, you know what I mean? I was 12.
Right.
I was trying to learn. I was always curious about this stuff. I never, until I came to America, I never thought I would ever do this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been a sexual person, yes.
Right. And
very open to experiments.
Always been attracted to American men and women?
I don't really have a preference when it comes to like appearance, honestly. I don't.
Really?
I like chubby men and I like tall men. Tall men with short hair, chubby, okay? That's
as I'm running my fingers through my hair.
That's just my preference, and I think right. I believe this because I'm a big girl. I'm 190 pounds, so I need a man to be able to handle me. I can't do no scrawny dude. I wrestle.
You probably wrecked a couple scrawny dudes in your time.
I wrestle scrawny dudes though.
I didn't know this. You wrestle scrawny dudes?
I have done this in the past, and I really want to get into it more. Unfortunately, we're in a pandemic, so I'm not shooting
with
this as much as I want to. But I have done this before, and I loved it. It's a fetish, to see a big girl wrestle and
dominate a small man. Because you are
throw a small man around. I think the last guy was about maybe like 90 pounds and like 4'10".
Oh, geez.
4'10".
Doesn't have a chance.
He was. Scrawny.
Was he like 10 years old? Who is this kid?
No, it was an adult man, but contrast.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah,
big girl, and the small man. Some people just really like it, and I just found it. I enjoyed it so much. I want to get into it, but unfortunately.
But you're short. You're 5'4", right? You're just kind of
Right, but next to a 4'11" or 4'10".
Oh yeah, whatever, no, you
90-pound guy. I'm a giantess.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a tall person. No, not right. at all.
But you definitely you are really good. You're really dominant, especially on your OnlyFans page. But have you in your wrestling escapades? Have you sat on a guy's face?
Yes, absolutely.
Smothered him.
That's what it was. Was one of the one of the things that I did. One was a wrestling match, and one was like a face sitting session, more like an abusive face sitting session.
No, I'm familiar. I had a dominatrix smother me on my show, and it was, and she was not even near. I mean, she had a nice juicy ass, but it wasn't 53 inches, and it was scary.
There's a man.
I couldn't breathe. It was scary.
There's a man who just, they're in my DM all day, every day, begging for sessions and stuff, trying to get this booty.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You say that there's no, and you have 1 million fans, so obviously you have fans that are fans of you for all sorts of reasons, or almost 1 million fans, but it's coming soon. So, mm-hmm. You have women that admire you. You have men that admire you. You have, but I would say submissive men probably is, that's your number one fan base.
I definitely have a dominant side. I wouldn't call myself a dominatrix because I still do, upon request and depending on the circumstances, I still film some submissive content. It's not like I don't ever do that. But I do definitely have a dominant side. I'm more inclined towards domination, female domination, other than submission. And I would say probably submissive men, submissive fetish men, probably my top fans. Yes.
Yes. Well, and obviously, I'm sure you have a big black following, black man, male following.
I do. Yeah. I do. Yeah, I'm a black and Hispanic. But I do also have a lot of white man as well.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm down with that because there's no shame in it in the black and Latin community. They're adamant about they like that ass, and white men love it too. I mean,
it is what it is.
You're attracted to what you're attracted to. It's whatever makes you dig hard. But I think most men they like a curvy woman more than the media will allow people to think.
I heard that, but I. Also, that's one thing that I heard in Poland so much, and it just stuck with me, and it was so wrong. It was definitely wrong, but I just had somebody write me the other day from Poland, a guy, Polish guy, and, he was just like, I love curvy women, but I think it's only because all the slim women are taken. And I was like, wow. No. But it's part of the brainwashing.
That's somebody struggling with their with what they like and what struggling with their own sexuality. You know,
it's almost as if some men, because of the brainwashing, you know, that they've been exposed to in the media, mainstream media, it's almost like they're ashamed of what they like. You know, it's almost as if they don't want to be judged for that. And I've heard many times in Poland, back in Poland, people saying to me that, you know, I love to fuck a curvy girl. I want to fuck a BBW, but you know, I prefer to bring a slim girl home. And it is so wrong, but I heard it so many times and I never cared about this because that's the way it was back in Poland. But when I came here, I realized that it's absolutely wrong, you know, to even say that.
Yeah, I mean, you like what you like, and who cares what, I mean, this is what kills me. And the other thing is, I do think that big curvy women are, and big beautiful women, they are fetishized. For some reason, big curvy men like myself are not, and always frustrating to me. There's no big beautiful man convention. There's no big beautiful man, except in the gay community.
Right. You know, perhaps this should change.
Yes. Yes. Everybody should date big curvy men and women, and trust me, you'll like it. But
I just want people to like finally like face themselves and be like, yeah, like you said, I like what I like. This is what I like.
Right. We had BBW porn star Alexis Allure on the show. Mm-hmm. And she told me that she has people that they're married to skinny women.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah.
But then they go on her page and want to do like role plays with her.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing. Married guys that guys married to very slim women, they get on my page and they're just like, oh my God, I'm so into curves. I like a big ass. I like huge tits. The bigger, the better, you know? And then they start complaining about their wives. Like, you know, oh, my wife doesn't have that. Oh my God, you know?
Then why did you marry her?
I mean, you know, you like what you like. We all need to face that, right?
Yes.
We need to stop worrying about what others think. Cause I think that's the issue. People were worried about, oh my God, what's the neighbor gonna say, you know?
Right.
Like, it matters. Like, is he paying your bills or something? Like, why are you worried about his
Even opinion? If he is, who cares? But
right.
Here's why I really admire you. I admire you for all sorts of things, and the 53-inch ass is one of them. But
thank you.
I admire that you are somebody that found out how to monetize dick pics.
Oh, totally. I mean, you know, my thing is, as women, we've always been objectified, always, for ages. And I'm just like, why not monetize it, you know? So, they've been objectifying us anyway. Why not
monetize? So tell us what you do on your OnlyFans page to monetize dick pics. I love it.
Well, I mean, you know, men seem to be really self-conscious about their penis size, and they view me, you know, because I'm in the adult industry, they view me as some sort of an expert, because I've obviously seen hella dicks, okay?
Have you seen hella dicks?
I've seen hella dicks, okay? I've seen hella dicks. So, you know, they want to know what I think. They want to know what I think. They want to know if it's enough to satisfy me, you know? They want to know if it's good enough, big enough, pretty enough, straight enough, I don't know, whatever reason. And they are definitely paying for that, yes. I mean, I'm already monetizing these sorts of things, you know?
So guys want to show you their dick.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, $10.
No, I don't.
Or whatever, however much it is.
It's just, it's on my tip menu. My OnlyFans. So once you log in, you see it right away, tip menu, and it says dick rating $15, whatever.
$15, yeah.
And you can get a written rating, you can get a voice recording rating, you can get a video rating, whatever you want. And the thing about my dick ratings is they're always 100% honest. I think that's why a lot of men like it.
Okay, so
I don't bullshit around.
So how many, what would you say the percentage of dicks that you get the thumbs up? About half and half, or
it's a rating from like 0 to 10, and usually like a description that comes with it, you know.
Have you gotten a 10?
Nobody has ever gotten a 10.
What's the highest rating somebody's gotten?
Probably like a 9.
All right, that's again, pretty good.
Like I said, I am very honest, and I'm therefore I'm strict, you know. So. Okay. Yeah, you guys, if you think you got a 10, sign up to my OnlyFans and hit me up. Let's see.
Now, you say prettiness counts too?
Prettiness of the penis?
Yeah.
Well, it's not.
Because I've been told I have the most perfectly shaped penis. My ex-girlfriend told me that. I showed her my penis for the first time. She looked it up and down and said, Mark, it's the most perfectly shaped penis I've ever seen in my life. Followed by, it looks like it's never been used.
I don't like put it in categories like that. I just look at it overall.
Okay.
And, you know, if it overall looks like an 8, then it gets an 8. I don't like strip it into categories like, oh, okay, well, that's a fantastic shape, but the length, you know, could look right, some improvement. I don't do that. I just look at it. Do I like it? Do I not like it? You know, then I just make it do a short description of short, long, depends.
Yes, well, it depends on the penis, obviously.
Right. But
I've heard that there's a fetish for guys that like to be told that their penis is short and horrible. I don't get that.
Why?
Obviously, I want you to be honest. But if you told me, as I've been told, honestly, most of the reaction to my penis is, yeah, it's a good size.
Okay.
But... if somebody's like, "Wow, that's amazing," which honestly I don't get, so I figure I'm average, then I'd be like, "Hey, that's great." But if somebody actually looked at it and said, "Nah, that's way too small," I wouldn't be excited about that.
Well, that's because you don't have a small penis humiliation fetish, you know?
Right.
Some people just don't understand it, and that, you know, whatever floats your boat. That's what I say. Yeah. Whatever floats your boat. If you like it, you into it. Cool. I'm fetish friendly. I'm open to all fetishes. So all my fetish clientele, whatever they're into, they're welcome on my page. But yeah, with the small penis simulation, I love that. I love those men. They're really good customers. I've became good friends with some of them, actually. I mean, online. And yeah, I mean, they just want to hear, they want to be humiliated. They like the idea of female supremacy. They like female domination.
Right.
You know, they like to be verbally humiliated. And, you know, I believe 100% that if you have a small dick, if your dick is decrepit and small and like...
decrepit?
I'm sorry.
Decrepit.
If it is, you probably already know that. Okay? Right. Like, in no way in hell, you look at your 2-inch penis and talk about how I'm a well-hung stud. It doesn't work like that. You know it's small, okay? So a lot of times, you know, I think this is actually really powerful that they turned it into something that they're into, you know?
Okay.
Instead of being depressed about it, they embrace it. That's a great thing.
Okay, to turn lemons into lemonade, that's great. Right. And trust me, I'm not judging. If that's what gets you off, that's great, but it's just, I just don't understand. There's fetishes I don't understand. We have foot fetishes talk all the time, and fine, but I just don't understand. It's not my thing. But before we go, and we're talking an hour, we could talk forever. I love talking to you. You're a delight. But I just want to tell you, there was I've been seeing on your social media that you had a shoot, and you spontaneously ended up fucking the cameraman.
Well,
how spontaneous was this? Seriously.
Okay, so.
It's like, I had no idea. I just ended up fucking the cameraman.
Okay, so.
Can I be your cameraman? That's what I want to know.
Okay, one thing. I'm mostly a solo performer.
Mm-hmm.
Solo content.
Right.
Fetish, solo, all kinds of POV that looks like fucking, but it's with a dildo. Okay?
Right.
Like a penis, and it sticks out. It's like your body is off the camera. I do a lot of role play in my videos, talking to you as if you're there.
Right.
So that's what I do. I don't normally shoot with men. The only time I ever shoot with men is if there's a special, like, reason. For example, I dropped a dick sucking video, which was on a BBC dick, back in like August, because it was 1 year anniversary of my OnlyFans. So it was special and it was available for a very limited period of time, which was only like 7 days. Outside of that period, you can't buy it. It's already expensive, okay? But you can't buy it outside of that. That's how special it is. But right. The cameraman, what it was, we got together for the Halloween shoot. Because I was doing some femdom, female domination, pussy worship content with like some verbal humiliation, dildo, stuff like that. Teasers, Photoshop, all kinds of stuff. And we just, I don't know, we just like got really turned on doing that. It was hot. Like, it was really hot. That video, like that pussy worship femdom scene was extremely hot. And he was really involved in that because I was talking to him as if he's the, you know,
the guy worshiping your pussy.
Right. And he was, you know, doing movements like, you know, as like moving the camera up and down as if he's saying yes or, you know, no. And it was really hot. Like, we just... It was spontaneous. I'm not gonna lie. It was not planned at all.
Okay.
It was just super. I just got super horny. Okay. I got extremely horny, and I know he got horny. Okay.
Not
gonna lie. Jess was like, okay, you know, why not?
He raised his dick and it passed muster and.
Right. We was gonna do it anyway. Okay. Yeah. I mean, we was feeling the moment. So.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, okay, well, why not just, you know, film that? And so we just did like a little POV.
And it was this is a limited time only thing too?
Yeah, it's not available anymore.
Okay, all right.
It was only for like 1 week after Halloween. I extended it a few days because it sold really well. People were really excited about this one. Right. But yeah, right now it's locked away in the vault and it will be available again for purchase around New Year's Eve.
Okay. So, I was just curious because... Well, you know, Halloween was a full moon, so that might explain a lot of what happened.
It will be available again around New Year's, and again, probably for 7 days, 14 days, and then I'll lock it away in the vault again, because it's really special to me. I don't do that normally. Right. I don't film with
That's why I was, it seemed a little too neat, and I thought I'd call you on your bullshit, but I guess there's no bullshit.
It's not. That's why it was such a good idea, and that's why it was 100% successful, you know, because it was real, it was raw. Your lights went out.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. My lights went out, but yeah, that's so weird. Anyway, so I guess that's the time to wrap up the show. I guess my lights went out. This has been so weird. We had the Zoom link go last time, and then now my lights are out. But you are delights. And tell everybody where they can find you. And Instagram, let the curvy models do their thing.
I encourage everybody to visit my website, which is romychase.com. Really easy to remember, romychase.com. And there you can find all my verified links. So it's easy to, you know, have everything that I got going on right there on my website, romychase.com. So go there. Check out my OnlyFans. This is where I'm most active. I'm active daily. I reply to all messages. So, check out my OnlyFans. Check out my Instagram at Romy_Chase. Check out my Twitter at Romy_Chase as well. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely get her to a main Instagram fan soon and support her. And
it's coming. It's coming. I'll be there real soon.
I know you will. I know you will.
Okay. Knock on wood.
Yes. And I don't know what happened here. Like, all my lights are out, but the computer's on and, like, other electronics are on. That's so weird. Anyway, Romy, you are a delight. And definitely check out the content because you are a really sexy woman.
Thank you.
And I think... Sorry?
Nice talking to you today.
Oh, it was such a great conversation. I hope you come back. And you're welcome back anytime. And follow me, Goth Comedian, on all social media. Dark Marks on all social media, and everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Romy. I'm sorry about all the weird.
It's okay. I was just, you look really funny.
It's like seriously, all the lights went out, but the computer's still on. So weird.